One of the great voices in North Carolina radio passed from the scene yesterday. Ralph Epperson died at the age of 85. He founded WPAQ-AM in 1948. WPAQ out of Mount Airy has a signal that reaches most of Surrey, Yadkin, and Stokes counties, but the impact and influence of the station goes well beyond that relatively small footprint in the foothills of North Carolina. For almost 60 years, Ralph Epperson was devoted to recording and playing traditional old-time string band, bluegrass, and gospel music. The music that reflected the culture of the area, like this tune, Cornbread and Butterbeans, by the Carolina Sunshine Trio.
Cornbread and butterbeans, and you across the table, eating beans and making love as long as I am able. Oh, and corn and cotton too, and when the day is over, ride a mule, a crazy fool, and love getting all over.
Goodbye, don't you cry, I'm going to Louisiana. Buy a dog and a big fat hog and marry Susanna.
Ralph Epperson's life work on WPAQ resulted in a treasure trove of recordings and a legacy of local radio that truly represented and in many ways nourished the community in which it broadcast.
I think the music itself is certainly worth preserving. I think it's something that can make life more enjoyable for a lot of people. And I feel honored at having an opportunity to have some small part of involvement with it. I think doing this kind of thing is certainly serving an interest that's not otherwise being served. And I think that really is what a radio station should do, is not just be a carbon copy or a duplication of something that's already being done. The same thing coming out 18 places on the dial.
We've asked Paul Brown to help us remember Ralph Epperson and his work on WPAQ. Paul Brown was the news director and program director at WPAQ in the 1980s. He's now, of course, a newscaster at NPR in Washington. Paul, thanks for being with us.
Happy to be here, Frank.
It seems Ralph Epperson really believed that radio and a radio station should be a unique and an intimate member of the community.
Absolutely. The thing that I discovered about Ralph right away was that he believed very, very deeply in service. He believed that from a religious and a personal point of view, and he believed in community. And when you put those two things together, you have, rather obviously, community service. And he very, very deeply believed in that. He also believed that each individual was truly that, in other words, unique. And that in particular, the uniqueness of music and musicians was something that should be treasured. And he put that belief into action on the station.
Music was really very important to him, wasn't it?
He was completely captivated by it. He told me many times that he was absolutely fascinated by radio, by the ability of the medium to transmit signals from one place to another and for people to be able to share words and music. But beyond that, he absolutely loved the music and couldn't stay away from it, even though he didn't play himself.
In a lot of ways, the fact that he had local musicians on sort of nurtured an industry and nurtured a culture of music up in that part of the state, didn't it?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, when he started his station, told the FCC that he would promote and reflect the music of his community as part of his business mission. And he did that all the way along. It was an interesting thing that happened, the sort of thing that happened at many radio stations, but for longer at Mount Airy, at WPAQ, and in a more integrated way with its community. The community was heard on the radio station, and the radio station, as a result, became a very deep reflector of the community life and in fact intensified it, so that by the time I got there in the 1980s, WPAQ was thoroughly embedded in the life of the community, and the community had a real sense of identity for itself and its music by way of the station. It was an amazing experience.
Well, all the more amazing in that by the 1980s, the industry had changed. The expectations for radio stations had changed. What about in Mount Airy and up in that part of the state? Was it still a popular radio station? Was he bucking a trend? And how did he do it?
Well, it was very much a popular station when I got there in the early 80s and remained that way. There was a period during the 1960s, if I'm not mistaken, when WPAQ fairly completely abandoned the old-time and bluegrass music except on its Sunday gospel shows and on the live Saturday morning merry-go-round, which never missed a beat in all those years. But by the mid-70s, Ralph had an epiphany and realized, wait a minute, we've got this music here. Why in the world are we not playing it? He told me that happened to him when he went to Tommy Jarrell's 75th birthday party. And Tommy was a wonderful and really outstanding fiddler who lived in Surry County, North Carolina. Ralph went to this birthday party, saw a huge crowd of people there, and realized, you know, we're missing the boat. We're sitting here in this treasure trove of music, and we're not doing as much with it as we could, as we used to. And he said at that moment, he decided that the station would not only host the Saturday morning live merry-go-round and the gospel music programs featuring local music, but would go back to an all-local music, an all-traditional Blue Ridge music format. And that's what he did from there on.
Did it in the 70s and succeeded against all odds. What was it like to work for him?
Well, I'll tell you, it was the place was like a time warp. This station had changed when I got there very little from 1948. Physically, and since it had reverted largely to its older style of programming in what was on the air. When I first got there, I took a look around, and I had played actually on the station with some musicians, other musicians, on Saturday mornings on the Saturday show.
You're a fiddler.
I played the fiddle, but mostly the banjo back in those days. And I used to go up there with Benton Flippin and the Smoky Valley Boys, and Benton is a wonderful fiddler. But I hadn't really thought about working there. When I got there and really took a look at the place and understood what was going on, I thought to myself, you know, I've got to do this. There's no way I'm going to miss this ride. This is 1948 and 1982, and there are very few people of my age who would get to do this sort of thing. The station had a format that really harked back to the old days with variety. It had gospel programming. It had preachers on the air. It had an active newsroom. It had old-time and bluegrass mountain music. Most of the commercials we did live, and it was just very integrated with the community. But it was like working in the past in a certain way. It was up to the minute, and yet it was very much in the past.
Was that your introduction into working in radio? Had you worked in radio before that?
I had done a little radio in college, been told I would be good at it, promptly forgot it, did 100 other things, and at the urging of a friend who lived in Mount Airy, I called Ralph from a telephone booth at the truck stop where I was filling and gassing trucks at the time, and he wanted to see me, and I came in and eventually started work there.
So he launched your career and got you to NPR, huh?
Well, really, in a big way, he did launch my career. My professional life sort of pivots around that moment. And I think that one of the big things that Ralph did was to inculcate this idea of community service in me. Not that I didn't have that. I was sort of oriented that way. What I'm saying is that for someone who was open to that, he showed that it could really be done by way of radio.
Paul, thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Frank.
Paul Brown is a newscaster at NPR and a longtime friend of Ralph Epperson, who passed away yesterday at the age of 85. One of the many, many songs that Ralph recorded at WPAQ over the years was this one by the Johnson Brothers and Ray Myers. It's called A Mansion Will Be Mine.
Someday I'll take a journey on to that other shore. I'm ready and I want to be on time. I have a life that's burning deep down in my heart. And I know someday a mansion will be mine. Have a feeling that a mansion will be mine. In heaven where the sun will always shine. It is paid in full for me on the cross of Calvary. Have a feeling that a mansion will be mine.
That's the state of things for today. This is North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio.
I've often heard my mother sing, "Ah, that happy land," the Bible she would read to me each night. She taught me to love.